Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty-Dowerty. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Susie going toe to Tobin.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
Solo K with Wellington Dupre.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old brops. I'm Ronnie Caron. I'm also on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast. And here is the gorgeous Ben of the Ben Ben cartoon series, The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. Hello, Ben.
Well, hello, Ronnie.
Well, what a lovely treat to get to talk to you on a Tuesday night. That's very rare for us.
Well, you know, what's even more rare is talking to you on a Monday night.
Which this is.
Ooh. Oh!
Ooh, you just burned me to my soul. This is a Monday
yes.
night. We're doing this immediately after the airing of Vanderpump Rules. What a thought.
What a thought. The reason why we're doing that is because we are going on to Michelle Collins' Sirius XM show tomorrow. And so, you know, scheduling, we decided to do our thing tonight. So we're super excited. Also, super excited to go on to Michelle's thing. And I think that Laura Marie is going to be on the show with us. That's what I just saw on Michelle's IG, which is at MishCall. Go follow her.
Oh, I love Laura. Well, that would be nice.
I know.
See a little Laura.
I have a feeling we will be having a big old gab fest over Vanderpump Rules tomorrow morning, and I can't wait.
Well, thankfully, we'll get all the good stuff out here. Screw you, Michelle Collins, your stupid serious show. But for right now, just to shill some shit, because what else would we be if we weren't shilling shit at the top of the show? Tonight's episode is being live streamed on TV Party. Get the TV Party to watch that. It's an app on your phone. If you miss it, you can always catch our live streams on our Patreon page. We have a Crappens video on demand service. Yeah. So we're taping this for that as well. So hi, people watching on a big screen. Hi. Don't I look hotter? Also, we are going to be live. We're in D.C. next week. That's sold out. Sorry! But don't miss out. Come to our Cincinnati shows. We're sold out for one of those shows, but we're having a happy hour show on March the something.
Saturday.
Saturday, March the something. To find out, just go to Crappens, watchwhatcrappens.com. And that's also where you'll find links to Luann de Lesseps leggings and shirts for a limited time only. I think that's all, Ben, right?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, watchcrappens.com. Anything you need, go there. And any questions you have about live shows, join our Facebook group, Watch What Crappens Live and loving it.
I have some chest hair hanging out for the live viewers right now.
Yes. Oh, I see. Ronnie is making a wardrobe adjustment. Yes. He's becoming chaste. He buttoned himself up. So, Vanderpump Rules. Vanderpump Rules. So let's just dive in. I really enjoyed this episode. Not that anyone cares.
I thought it was boring and stupid, personally, but I sure loved the opening song, which was, I've got nothing to say to you. There's nothing I can do. I have nothing to say to you. There's nothing that I can do.
Wow. It's a song about one's isolation and one's existence being futile in the larger universe. I mean, it's deep. Trixie goes deep.
I think they just didn't give Trixie Monocle enough time to write down, you fell down on the floor in a short romper. You fell down on the floor in a short romper. For Kristen.
I think that she was calling up her agent to complain, but she couldn't help but sing. She's like, you know what? I'm sick of you giving Lala all the opening slots on Vanderpump Rules. Okay, you know what I gotta say? I've got nothing to say to you. There's nothing that I can do. Paul, write that one down. It's a hit. I'm back.
Can I have a guitar in this one? No, Trixie. You're over budget. God damn it. You'll get two lyrics from me, Paul.
I'm just gonna say, two lyrics, repeat them over and over again, and get my royalties, okay?
So the girls are still in Solvang, or as they like to call it, Solvang! And it shows them all like, oh, look, we're together, we're girls. We're waking up in the morning as girls together. And then it's just Sheena on the floor alone with her cell phone, which is its own kind of romance, guys.
It really is.
It was sweet.
It's a fine romance.
Lots of swiping, double tapping.
Yes.
Do I smell fire? Does that mean I'm having a stroke if I smell burnt things, or is that specifically burnt toast?
It might just mean that your house is on fire.
Well, fuck it. I guess we'll find out. Okay, yeah. Where were we?
This podcast on fire. So, we did have that one episode, by the way. Remember, Ronnie, my building did catch on fire for one episode.
Yes, that has happened before. That's why I'm like, whatever. We survived that, so.
Yeah. So, I'll tell you what did not survive anything was Katie didn't survive Kristen's night of craziness. She had such a hard time. She didn't even sleep in the same room with Kristen. We know this because the camera lingers on Katie's bed and says, Katie's bed! It's a totally made bed. Unslept in.
Totally untouched. Yeah, and Katie's like in super aggressively passive behavior mode where she's just walking around in her Sir uniform, which is like way even – it's even bitchier because Kristen can't work at Sir anymore. Like, she got fired.
Yeah.
So Katie's like, I'm mad at you, and I still have a job as a waiter.
Yeah, I think Katie was having like a Celeste Townsend moment at the mall where she was like, you know what? I'm really pissed. I'm going to wear my Sir outfit and wait for people to take pictures of me in Solvang.
Well, it worked because the guy at the winery is like, hey, Brittany, Kristen, Lala, what's up, guys? Am I right?
Yeah, we're all on first name basis, right? So Katie like walks into the room and Kristen just goes for like this big clumsy hug. She does this thing where she's like, like a weird, like, I don't even want to say a Frankenstein mummy hug. It was just like a weird, like, sad, like, garden clippers hug, you know?
It's like
it was just
she's like, in the middle of, like an off-rhythm band, and she's playing two tambourines at the same time.
No, not two tambourines. Come into my percussion dome.
Don't make me go maracas on your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she gets an awkward hug and she's like, I love you a lot. And Katie's like, I love you a lot too, but like, that's gotta stop, Kristen. Like, Katie, who starts everything, you know?
Yeah.
Katie, who picks and picks at Kristen until she goes crazy. And then it's like, why are you crazy?
Yeah. Meanwhile, Kristen, her only defense was to sniffle. She's like, I don't really have anything to say, but. Like, seriously? I'm trying to say seriously with my sniffles, and it's really hard. I think I'm going to hyperventilate.
Yeah. And she's like, I need to figure out how to, like, deal with James. Because, like, obviously, James isn't going anywhere. Kristen, you don't work there anymore, okay? Get a grip.
Yeah. So really. Truly. Literally get a grip on something because you're sliding everywhere. Yeah.
Get a grip on the rails in the shower right now and just hold steady for 2 seconds. Yeah. Okay, so finish this conversation.
Hold steady. We can get you a special room that has bars. Apparently, Kristen, the night before, went even crazier and was like knocking on all their doors and trying to get cigarettes and threatening to go home. To which I say, why was this not recorded? What
is
happening?
Exactly. Here we go with another low budge. Let's give the camera guys the night off. The girls are being lame in a toy store in Solvang.
Yeah, no, you have to be paying a cameraman at all time. And if not a cameraman, producers should be there with their iPhone. An iPhone is good enough for me. As long as it's steady, we just need evidence. We need to see Kristen knocking on every door in Solvang and freaking out.
Yeah, I need Vanderpump's son, Max, just walking around with the GoPro on his head. I really don't give a fuck, but take care of it, show.
Yeah, he should be doing something. So, so basically Katie's like, well, my convenient narrative is that I think the real reason that you're upset is because of Carter. So.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, this isn't Jams. It's Carter. We've decided we're taking down your relationship. We've already dealt with James, okay? Next, we're taking down your boyfriend, okay? Are you on board or not, okay? You want a job on this show?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're deciding this is all Carter's fault, which to me is hilarious. I can understand how it would be having, you know, a couch surfer at your house, but
yeah,
I mean, Kristen's no walk in the park.
Listen, but let's face it, Carter's not even a couch surfer. He's like a couch wakeboarder. You know, you're like, oh, you're like the less interesting version.
Yeah, like, he's like a couch marinator.
He's like a couch bodyboarder. Like, really, you're not even going to get up on your feet? Really? Yeah.
He's just okay. A pork loin marinating on a Craigslist couch.
You're like, I'm just taking the surfing away and turning him into a pork loin.
Yeah,
that's
now
all
that I'm on marination, I'm on demarination now, okay? You do whatever you need to.
There's an entire religion that won't even touch him.
The Mennonites? Oh, you mean the Jews.
My people, Jews.
I was thinking, what sounds like Maronite? Maybe that's what he meant.
But I guarantee Mennonites, he's very anti-Mennonite. He's very, like, Mennonite unfriendly, too.
Yeah, or as they would say on this show, he's like anti-Menny. Okay, so Kristen, they just shorten words on this show. He's an anti-Menin.
Speaking of which,
yeah,
we now go over to the Mondrian Hotel, which is originally called the Mondry Mennonite. No, it doesn't work.
Mondrianite Hotel.
Mondrianite. There we go.
It's where you go to be a whore in your 20s. I mean, aren't the Mennonites the ones who take a break from religion for a year and just fuck everyone they can to see if they want to be Quakers or not?
I think you've actually now mixed three things together. You mixed Quakers, Amish, and Mennonites. I barely even know what Mennonites are. I think they wear little bonnets.
My name is Ronnie, and I'm here to make religion fun again.
Yeah, I would like someone on TV Party to just give us a quick, like, this is what Mennonites are all about. Because I actually think there's been some Mennonites on a flight of mine recently. So
I
want to,
like...
that's
allowed, actually. So they're being anti-Mennies right now.
It was old-fashioned people. They were wearing, like, very, like, humble clothing with bonnets, but they were on a plane.
I don't believe their religion, then. There, I said it. How dare you wear traditional clothing on a plane?
Maybe they're just a family with terrible fashion.
You guys, I don't know what I'm even saying.
Why are we
beating up get mad. Okay, so, yeah, I know. Well, I don't even know what Mennonites do. I don't know, like, their neighborhood. Like, I don't know anything.
They are big fans of the deodorant Menin. Menin.
Oh, that's some tricksy work right there. All right, I'm going to do a commercial. What's it called for? Menin? All right, buy Menin. There, I did it. $20,000, please. And they're like, we'll give you five. All right, then.
Buy Menin.
Buy Menin. Dink.
It's about time someone came for the buy Menin jingle. You're right, that is the laziest jingle we've ever heard. Buy Menin. There's not even any wordplay there. Oh, I guess maybe the wordplay is it like, this is buy Menin, or you should also buy Menin.
Oh maybe, yeah, I guess so. Wow, I never put that together. Thanks. Okay, yeah. So we're at the Mondrian, or otherwise known as the Anti-Menin Hotel.
The Anti-Menin, Anti-Mennonite Hotel, which is the original name. It was called the AMAM Hotel.
And we're not sure what's going on, because all the guys are just, like, asleep in there and stuff. But we hear a Sheena Muppet growl. Did you notice that? The scene starts off like this. But I don't know who it was.
Sheena had Super Mario Brothered herself from the drain in Solvang to the drain in the Mondrian. She was trying to crawl out of the drain. My eye did a warp zone. But then they just, like, plunged her back down.
Girl, you crazy. So Jax is, I think, talking in his sleep. I might have just missed this line, but I think Jaggy said, Jiggy sucks, you need to get over it. Is that how the scene started? That's what I wrote.
I didn't really write too many details about the scene because it was sort of like a, oh, Jax is tired and he can't drink the way he used to be able to.
Jax.
Peter hooked up with a girl and, like, oh, we're adulting, yay.
Yeah, Jax,
you know,
has grown so much. Okay, here's my issue with this episode. Don't need to see Jax grow. I mean, I know he's not growing. I don't need to see Jax pretend to grow. Also, I don't need Lala to pretend to grow. And I certainly don't need Stassi to pretend to grow. Okay,
how about
Stassi,
this?
If
how
you're
about
not
no
going to yell
does?
At somebody and be a fucking terrorist... Get out of my way. There are young terrorists ready to strap on a vest right behind you, okay?
Yes. Yeah, I agree. I don't want to see any personal growth on this show. I think it's disgusting on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
I think we need nothing but, like, regression, okay?
Stassi literally cried for somebody else's feelings today. And I was like, who are you? What has happened to you? Is this what love does to people? Because I never fucking want it.
that's what love can do. It's, you know, I'm upset with all the personal growth, especially because I actually feel like maybe there really is no personal growth, but they just like to talk like there's personal growth, which is just as bad, if not worse.
Yeah, it's called being a sociopath, okay? And it's way worse in the end. I'd just rather someone not ever go to therapy so they don't learn how to lie to me so well.
Yeah. So the guys are just hungover, and Schwartz has some like funny moment where he's like, oh gosh, Jax is regretful about the girls coming over. It's nice because, you know, normally at this time he'd be on to a pregnancy scare. Oh gosh. Uh-huh. I'm like, that's nice, but that's like, that was like what I was gonna say. So
yeah, line.
Yeah.
Then the girls are still so fine. Did you know that Jax said it was called so fine? I said giants.
Jax was like, I was like, Jax, I was like, you know, he said he can't drink that much anymore. He was like, he said he's behind. He was like, under a blanket. And I was like, Jax, you're under a blanket. And he's like, I know, I'm an adult man. I was like, Jax.
So they're driving through the country, and Lala's like, what a lovely day. Like, Kristen, do you remember falling? You literally fell and argued with us on the ground. Like, you didn't even stand to argue. It was hilarious. Like, you were on the ground. Like, hilarious. And then it just cuts to Kristen, like,
seriously? Seriously? Yeah, I do remember. And I also remember you blasting REM's seminal hit, Stand, in my ears. I did not appreciate that, okay? Seriously? Stand in a place where you argue? How about no?
Where's the seminal hit sit? So then this is where we get the waiter. He's like, Brit, hey, girls, I'm your waiter. Hi, Kristen, what can I get you? And I was like, okay, too comfortable. Back the fuck off, okay?
Yeah, first name basis, no. You knew things were not going to be right because they were at a place called Demetria Vineyards, which just made me think of Demetria from Blood, Sweat, and Heels. It's a big deal.
Yeah, you don't want to fuck
it's
with
a big
her.
Deal.
Yeah,
it's a big Demetria. Deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Super
it's big. It's a big deal. It's a big deal.
So the waiter's like, do you have, someone asked, why am I writing this down? Do you have water? That's the next line I wrote down. Like, is that necessary?
Oh, I wrote it down too. Cause it's like, wait, do you have like water? And he's like, do you have any sparkling water? Wait. And he's like, no, we have flat, but oh, we actually have some, but I can get you some Pellegrino. I'm like, bitch, you just asked for sparkling water. Just say yes. Here's some Pellegrino. Don't make us go through your whole flat water rigmarole.
Yeah, he's like, I could do sparkling with a couple of little, like, tastes of, like, spurts of olive spurt. It's going to be spurtylicious. She's like, thanks, wait. I like calling him wait.
Wait. Don't tell me. So Lala's like, yeah, so basically, Ren, he was like, don't drink anymore because when I drink, I'm like, Lala, and drinking is like a terrible combination. Apparently, like, I don't take it like a champ. So it's not like my pussy, which can take it like a champ.
Yeah, I can take P in the V, but I can't take vodka in the me. So I can't take V in the me, okay?
Okay.
P in the V, me. Not V in the me. Got it?
So she's just, Lala, all she can do is sniff the wine. So she's just like, sniffing it from the glass, taking in the aromas, and then it comes to Sheena sipping hers, going,
one thing I can really get, I can always feel like some kind of empathy. What am I trying to say? Kinship. One way I can feel kinship with this cast is the way that they all attack sobriety, because it's like a 5-minute event and then it's over. It's like, you just have to get through that day, you know? And then it's like, I did it, you know? I was served a chip. You know?
Yeah, it's like a thunderstorm in Los Angeles. It's, oh my God, there's lightning and thunder. Whoa, oh my God, it's a storm. Okay, it's sunny again.
Yeah, it's like, thanks for this chip. All this is missing is some salsa and a margarita. Okay?
Yeah. Now, the good news for Lala is that she's not alone because Brittany is also not drinking. She's like, I told Jax, I got
so drunk last night. I got sick from something. Like, maybe it was the Cheetos. Maybe it was the dirt that I ate by accident that I thought was like chocolate sand. And I ate it. And I was throwing up every single hour on the hour. It was crazy. I was like, Jax, I'm vomiting.
She's like, sorry you had to hear that, Lala. Lala, as she says. Yeah, and Lala's like, I thought your esophagus was like coming out of your mouth.
I have to go see a doctor because maybe I'm like allergic to something. Like, I don't know what it could be. And Sheena's like, you might have an agave allergy because you drink a lot of tequila.
Like, coming up on the next episode of The Doctors, Sheena, allergist.
Agave allergy.
Do you have an agave allergy? I think that you may have an agave allergy. I saw a lot of that on West Covina. Mm-hmm.
That's the name of my new song. Agave allergy.
I've heard that it's a big agave.
Agave allergy.
I heard there was a big agave allergy outbreak at Taco Madara. Did you hear about the Taco Madara agave allergy outbreak?
Maybe you're allergic to Taco Madara.
Are you allergic to Taco Madara, remember? Did you drink Taco Madara? Have you ever had agave at Taco Madara? You can get allergic to it.
So let's see. Brittany's like, yeah, I'm gonna talk to a doctor and see if I'm allergic to something. I'm like, yeah, getting wasted, okay? Everyone's allergic to getting wasted, you dumb dumb.
Oh, Kristen probably slipped her some lavender. And you know what I thought was hilarious? I actually finally looked up what that lavender was because I did solicit questions over, like, suggestions over what it might be. And after careful examination, it turns out that, remember I made a joke that she was eating garlic? She really was. She was eating a garlic flower. It's something called society garlic, which is such a Kristen flower. Of course, she would drink a flower. She's like, yeah, I'm in society. But she's eating garlic instead.
Vanderpump's like, I heard what you did to society, Kristen Doty. How could you? You ate society's daughter. She has so much promise.
You ate the garlic of society.
So Brittany's like, well, what if I gotta stop drinking? And everyone just like kind of looks around. And she's like, hey, Stassi, were we being bitches when we called those boys? Stassi's like, no, they're lucky we didn't fly back there, take their fucking nuts out of their groins and like put them in a drink, chop them up in a fucking blender and turn them into protein shakes that would give Jack's man boobs and make him redo his tit job. I miss that, Stassi.
She's like, we weren't being bitches. We were actually being very lovely people, and I am so mad about it.
Yeah. And so, let's see. She's like, so now he didn't have to call me. Like, he totally did it perfect without me even telling him. Like, the old me would have freaked out, but, like, progress. I'm like, okay. So you're making progress for not ripping someone's throat out, and Jax is making progress for not, like, trying to choke somebody.
Jax is making progress for having very basic courtesy to his girlfriend. Great. So then, the scene sort of shifts, and there's, like, this weird moment where all the girls start going, look where we are. It's so pretty. It's so pretty. Yeah. Look, it's so pretty. Whoa. It's so pretty.
Yeah.
It's so pretty.
It's so nice.
It's so pretty. It's so pretty. It's so pretty. Isn't it pretty? It's so pretty.
Yeah.
It's so pretty.
It's pretty.
It's so pretty. It's so pretty.
Wine, right?
It's like so pretty.
Pretty wine.
It's pretty.
Yeah, it's so pretty.
It's so pretty. Let's go over there. It's so pretty.
This is what happens. It's so pretty. This is what happens when you get rid of people to hate, stupid. Okay? No one should ever listen to Katie. James would be pissing you all off. You'd have somebody to yell at, get your frustrations out on, but no. Yeah.
That's so pretty. It's pretty. So, like, most of the girls go off to play cornhole, which I think we were robbed of being able to see that visual of Sheena trying to do cornhole. How do I do this?
The only person I let do cornhole is Autumn.
I could see Autumn and I totally played cornhole, if you know what I mean. We had sex. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to overpower.
Yeah, it's Autumn.
I could totally see Sheena just like stepping in the cornhole and spraining her ankle.
I broke my ankle at cornhole.
What happened, Sheena? I stepped in the cornhole.
It's
really dangerous.
I'm sure that we were all shocked when Sheena said, when Brittany said, I love that game. We play it all the time at home. Like, no, yeah, we know, Brittany. We figured.
She actually plays with real corn. She just chucks the corn across the lawn.
So let's see here.
So Kristen, while they're playing cornhole, Kristen starts pouring herself this giant pour of wine. She's like, oh, I'm mad. So she pours a giant pour, which I get very excited about, you know?
And then Stassi's like, cute ring. It's like Katie's not there to be mean to her for Stassi. So Stassi's like, I'm supposed to be nice this season. So Kristen's like, ugh. And she goes, well, you seem to be doing better today. And Kristen's like, yeah, it's just like James went away for so long and now he's like back. And Stassi's like, yeah, but you tell everyone like what you're sad about. You've told us what you're sad about. Why aren't you just talking about what you're sad about? Say it so I don't get in trouble for talking about how you support Carter.
Seriously, are we talking about me and James? Are we talking about me and Carter? Are we talking about me and Gravity or me and Lavender, aka Society Garlic? Like, what are we talking about?
It's like the only friend I have right now are short rompers.
The only friend I have right now is Beetlejuice, and I have to give his outfit back.
So, yeah. So Stassi's Kristen basically, like, yeah, well, you know, you do all the work, you pay all the bills. And she's like, yeah, like, every morning he, like, screams at me, and, like, every day he's like, walk the dogs, bitch. And I'm like, but I defend it, because, like, he's not like that all the time.
The classic. He's not shitty all the time, which is really a great way to frame your relationship. I think that should be their vow. I promise to be cool with the fact that you're not shitty all the time.
I promise to not call you a bitch all the time for the rest of our lives. Like,
yeah,
I do hug.
So Kristen tells us that, like, dating Carter is, it's like having a teenage son playing video games in the basement all the time. I'm like, yeah. And you know, it's not a good idea dating your teenage son. So, like, it's time to let's move Carter along.
Yeah, you're getting into some creepy territory there. I've just had such bad luck with dating that I hear someone calls me a bitch every day. I mean, I earned it. You know, I have to, like, I'm just thinking with myself, like, I earned it. But then he says, walk the dogs. To me, I'm like, that's a man who cares about the dogs. That is so touching. Like, my bar is set so low at this point. I'm like, sounds like a prince to me.
Well, then there's, like, a tender Kristen moment, because she's like, you know, he's not trying hard enough, because he knows he has a bed to sleep in and an apartment to wake up in and a girlfriend to take care of him. Sad shoulder. She literally does, like, a sad shoulder roll. She, like, punctuates it with, like, a sad shoulder roll.
Side shoulder,
because normally her shoulder is like, there, I said it, but this time it was like, and now I've said it, Camille Grammer.
I've said it. Sorry, disappeared because I forgot to pour a cup of water. So now I just have this humongous crystal geyser.
Just a geyser.
Whatever.
It's an old man.
Okay.
It's okay. I still am working on my coffee from earlier
today. Made out of cheap ass thin plastic, and I was trying to drink it off the camera, and then it, you know, I squeezed it and it went all over the place. I had an emergency over here.
It's okay, because there's a huge emergency happening at Tom Tom. Lisa is there, and she's like, I don't like the flowers like that. Wipe the dead leaves off. Oh, I can see the bottom of the vase, the bottom of the vase. I'm like, you're so concerned about the dead leaves on the plant when you literally have, like, Harrison decomposing on the bar top right there. Harrison's like,
wasn't that Jiggy? Was that Harrison?
No, it was I thought it was a Jiggy at first. It's Harrison.
Oh, but Harris, what do they drug their dogs? How is it that every dog they have? Well, Snooki's not like that, but I don't like Harrison being that low energy. I expect maybe it's the clothes they wear.
I feel like they are training Harrison to be the next Jiggy. Like, next thing you know, like, I think it's going to be like Mommy, Dead, and Dearest. Like, Jiggy was never had alopecia. They just shaved him. And, like, watch, Harrison's going to get the alopecia soon, too. Like, we can't believe the odds, both of them.
All about Harrison. Harrison's just waiting in the wings, like, yeah, I'm sleeping on this bar. Oh, yeah!
Harrison's going to murder Lisa with the boyfriend that he met on the internet.
So the Toms come in, and Sandoval's like, whoa, this is like a pinch me moment, bro. I'm beside myself seeing my name on a place. Like, I'm never going to get used to that. Tom.
Dude, I didn't mean you can actually pinch me.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, work, Bubba.
I just like playing cornhole. Sorry, Bubba.
So Lisa has brand new news. This was my favorite thing that happened all season. Lisa's like, all right, you two, I've got big news. I met someone named Sly, and she's a top mixologist, and I invited Sly to come over. She's the Nick Elaine of cocktails.
She's the Slystro.
The Slystro.
She's of the family stone. And she's coming here to make drinks because you little wussy pussies couldn't handle the pressure.
Now, let me tell you something about Sly. First of all, you cannot look her directly in the eye. You cannot speak in her presence. You cannot make jokes about vests near her. And furthermore, if your cocktail isn't good enough, she will cut it. Cut it out. Am I right?
If it's a load of crap, we'll throw it out. And Tom's like, no! We've dedicated months and months on this menu. And then he said, we spent $100,000 and spent so much time. At what point do Tom and Tom get to contribute to Tom Tom? I see it again. Up in light.
My name.
All right, I'm back in. I'm back in, bro.
So Tom's already like, but Lisa, but. And then Lisa's like, Tom, you're not a mixologist. Which is so rude to say to, like, your partner. She's like, you're not a mixologist. Listen, Sly, she's going to teach you things like cross-utilization.
She's going to teach you how to make things in a timely manner, how to cross-train your employees, how to check in on the squirrel system.
Wait a minute. Have you learned about manila folders? She'll teach you!
Business, business. She has manila folders made out of martini shakers.
She is going to serve you up a jargon cocktail made with cross-utilization.
Now listen, I've always been the type of woman who knows when someone is better than me and knows more than me, and I listen to them. Now, that hasn't happened yet, but I'd like to think I'm that kind of woman now. Get out.
Now, be sure to get a haircut and look prim and proper for Miss Sly, okay? Because she's up there. She's up there. She's amazing. I'm such a Sly stan. Oh, my God.
So then we get Ariana and Lala going horseback riding. And Lala's like, I haven't been on a horse in years. So just to be on an animal that beautiful, like, you can feel it breathing. Okay.
Now, while I don't disagree with this, okay, horses are great and everything, I don't want to watch Lala be peaceful on a horse, okay?
Yeah.
Is this where I register my complaint? Consider it registered. Fuck is this? A summer's eve commercial? Shut up, Lala. You better fight with somebody.
I also am like not here for very simple observations about organisms. Like, you are touching a living thing, so you feel it breathe. That's usually what happens. Yeah.
That's literally what living things do, okay? Watch enough of them and you'll learn that.
So I don't know if you noticed it. One of the horses totally was bird boxing. Like, it had a full on thing over its eyes. Like, they had put a bandana. I was like, oh my God, that horse is being led by Sandra Bullock somewhere. I was like, why did they do that? And then Sheena walks and she's like, horse sees Sheena, it's done. It's most like, people, set the age of the factory.
Yeah, most people, they have to talk the people down. They're like, it's okay, the horse is going to be safe. But with the Vanderpump Rules people coming in, they had to like really work with the horse.
They're like, you'll be safe. Just keep rowing, horse.
Yeah. So then Stassi and Lala are talking. Wait. Oh, yeah. No. So yeah. The girls are watching them. And Stassi's like, so is that horse a boy or a girl, AF? And Kristen's like, and like puts her head down between the horse's legs. And she's like, well, there seems to be an area that something can like come through. Right. Ooh, and Sheena's like, I think we should go back to the shady, not shitty area. Pun intended.
The horse is like, the blindfold didn't work. So then afterwards, Stassi and Lala are like walking around in like it's like a summer's eve commercial, and Lala's like, oh, Stas, I have to admit something. I'm in a funk, and I was like getting ready to make fun. And then Lala said something that I thought was so sad and poignant. She was basically talking about her dad, and she was like, I'm just coming to accept that my dad is a memory. And I was like, oh, Lala.
Warning.
Well, I want to give Lala a big hug.
Emotions coming through, FF. It's a little button on your remote control that says when Sly is about to cry, we FF.
So I did. You can just tell me what happened.
Yeah. No, it was just like a nice moment. I was like winding up to be snarky, and as I was reading my notes, I was like, and then Lala and Stassi are walking around, and then suddenly Lala's having an emotional moment about her dad.
Oh my
I was
God.
Like, okay.
Lala was like so shallow about her dead dad. Like, what are you going to say? Like, it's so sad. But no. So I pressed fast forward, but then when I turned it back on, Stassi's like, oh my God. She's like sobbing, and I was like, what am I watching right now? I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone.
Stassi was having a flashback to losing on The Amazing Race Family Edition. She's like, no, not in New Orleans, my hometown. So now we go over to the Phoenix. Where Jax and the Toms are there, and Jax is like not drinking. Tom Sandoval is trying to force everyone to drink, and no one's drinking with him. He's like, dude, we have to get ready for Sly, dude.
Yeah, these are like these are the friends you're warned about in AA, where you're like, oh, I'm not drinking today. They're like, yeah, you are, of course you are. It's bros night, bro, dude. Come on, it's the dude of the Bronx. And he's like, no, I'm not gonna drink. Yeah, you are. No, I'm not. Yeah, you are. Here you are. It's like, get him a drink. Jeez.
Yeah, so Jax basically asked, they're talking about Sly, and Jax is like, I have a question, like, I'm Jax, and even I can figure this out, that, like, if you don't have any drinks on the menu, what exactly are you guys bringing to Tom Tom? And Schwartz goes, my just soul.
Just curious, just asking.
I could have sworn I heard Tom Schwartz say, my soul, I'm bringing my soul, which would explain why sometimes it smells like river water.
Yeah, yeah, your pondy soul.
Yeah. Pond, just kidding, it smells lovely in there.
Now there's a cocktail everyone can make.
So Tom Sandoval just starts getting himself into a tizzy about the potential of, like, having all his drinks nixed by Sly. And he's like, dude, like, we have to have a cocktail on there. Like, if I don't have a cocktail, like, man, this is, like, real. Like, this isn't just, like, vodka, triple sec, and fresh strawberry puree mixed together. And you could just imagine Lisa being like, how dare you? That is a cutting-edge cocktail. It is best served with tuna tartare.
Oh, really? You're speaking to the creator of the Pumptinis!
She does this and there's a cloud of smoke and she just disappears. Lisa's very defensive about that cocktail.
Yeah. And then Tom number two is like, I'm just realizing that he could really pull out. And then it's just like, Tom instead of Tom Tom. That's only one Tom, which is me. But then it's just going to be me. It's going to be called Tom.
So I have to find another Tom.
I don't even know anybody else named Tom.
Does anyone know Tom Selleck? Oh.
Is Tom Berenger?
Is Tommy Lasorda alive? Tom Berenger?
Is Tom Bergeron busy?
Tom Bergeron. Is anyone know if is Tommy Toon available? Oh yes! He's coming to my cabaret. No time to start a bar.
Yes, I will come to Mexico, Tommy Toon.
What was that? You want to start a bar called Tom Luann? Sure, I'm in.
Lulu?
Man, you know what would be great if they got if they just called it It's About Tom Tom. I'd be happy. So,
it's about that Tom Tom.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Hi, I'm Emma Gunn Wardner from The Emma Gunn Show. And this week, my show is sponsored by Twinings. Twinings are on a mission to help everyone embrace small lifestyle choices to keep us getting the most out of every day. And with this in mind, have launched a range of great tasting teas called Super Blends. I've been sipping the delicious Glow Blend throughout the afternoon at my desk. It has added biotin, which contributes to the maintenance of normal skin and hair. Twinings Super Blends are here for you every day. Get 20% off your next Super Blends purchase at www.twinings.co.uk. Use the discount code EMMAGUNS20. Terms and conditions apply.
Next, we have another amazing Trixie Monocle song. You want to do this together, Ronnie? You know
sure.
The song?
Yeah.
Okay. Three, two, one.
I don't play by the rules.
Okay. I always make the. Okay, we're doing different versions.
I don't remember the actual rhythm of the song, but I wrote down all the words because they were pretty exquisite. Yeah. Go ahead. I want to hear you.
I'm just going to, unfortunately, shockingly, the tune is not in my head, so I sort of have to make up my own tune, but I think it goes, I don't play by the rules, I always make them up, I don't play by the rules, I always make them up, self rules, I make my own rules, self rule, autonomous rule. I have that last part.
Yeah, some good shit right there.
Thank
so
you.
They're on the PJ, and Lala's like, I love Stassi for wearing PJs on the PJ. PJs! I'm like, woo, yeah!
I love a visual pun. It's like a rebus puzzle. I'm into it.
The plane is like,
the plane's crashing.
Okay, we're here. Thanks, Daddy.
The plane is just like on its side. They're like, I don't make up the aviation rules. I have my own.
I don't buckle my seatbelt. Oh, I don't buckle my seat, but on a PJ.
On a PJ, I leave my tray down. That's what I do, because I'm a wild child, Trey.
His tray!
Sheena's like, I'm going to be crazy. I'm going to leave my seat back table down. And they land, and Sheena's like, ba-boom. Oh! Sheena, why did you leave the tray table down?
Because it was a PJ!
So the girls
she comes into work with like a scar, like a big line from the top from her temple all the way across. She looks like a superhero. Whoa, Sheena, did you get into a knife fight? No, it was a tray table.
It's I had my excellent power. You can put your Diet Coke on my forehead.
I thought it was gold enough to just fold it up halfway. So, yeah. So the girls arrive at Sir, and they're like, you know, they're all like, I can't believe we were on a private plane and now we're back to being waiters.
Yeah, pretty much. Katie comes in her Sir restaurant uniform looking like yesterday. And then Lala's like, my brain is fried. And they're just trying to get into it. And Brittany's like, I'm slap happy because I'm just so tired.
Everything's making me laugh. Like, remember when Jax had that affair on me? Ah, that's so funny. Just can't stop giggling. I'm just giggling through the tears. Oh.
So, yeah. Then the next scene is the Resist Hate Equality California Ball over at Pump, which is like a Billy Lee thing. So yeah, she's heading up this thing, and Lisa's hired James to DJ there. And James, you know, James just really doesn't know when to quit, you know? It's like he's either sobbing. I think he should only be allowed to speak to Guillermo, because with Guillermo, he's always very apologetic and sobby. But then he gets to Lisa, and he's like, why can't I have my job, Lisa? Why, Lisa? It's not fair. You said that you needed to see some tangible proof, Lisa. What's that mean? Oh, what does that mean? What's tangible?
What's that mean?
I haven't had a drink for 5 minutes, Lisa. I deserve everything. I deserve my job back, Lisa.
Yeah, exactly. Meanwhile, I also have to say that when Raquel walked in, I'm like concerned. I feel like Raquel is like tied up somewhere. I feel like she like walks into it. She walks in like, oh, the light, and just like wanders into some ropes and just tangles herself up.
Yeah, she's stuck in one of those huge trees on the patio. She's like stuck in one of those Christmas lights from Osh.
She's like in one of those traps, you know, when you walk over the patch of leaves and then a noose gets your leg and you're dangling upside down. She's like, oh.
Bear trap.
Bear trap, if you will.
She's in a bear trap.
She found a bear. They put like a bear trap in Pump. There's like one bear trap and she walked right into it.
I've got dinner.
Winnie the Pooh trap, says CM Ryder. Exactly.
A Winnie the Pooh trap, yeah.
So, yeah. So James is talking to Lisa. He's like, I was at boys' night, and I was a good boy, Lisa. I was being so good. I had an Arnold Palmer. It was so lovely. I'm good. Tangible evidence. I'm a good boy now.
Yeah. And he's like, what do I have to do? Like, get a tattoo that says I'm good, Lisa. I'm good. I'll tattoo it on my stomach. All right, Lisa. And she's like, listen, congratulations on not having a drink between breakfast and now, but I'm still not your James. And he's like being a little, you know, smartassy with her, which is really not how to get your job back from Lisa.
No, that's not how you do it. And she's like, listen, James, you have way bigger problems. He's like what? She goes, the rest of your life.
Have you met your mother?
I went to a Tiffany's and guess what? There's a photo of you walking in there and they say, banned, banned.
I walked into a Tiffany's and saw a mother teaching her child how to walk. And it's the first time I've ever cried in a Tiffany's. Fix yourself.
What your mother neglected to say is that you took your first steps in Tiffany's Waffle House. That's what it was called. Full name, Tiffany Waffle House.
So then Stassi is over at her house with Beau, who's trying to figure out how to use her scooter. And she's just on the couch. She's like, I'm never buying a leather pillow again, which, I mean, I feel like we've all been there.
Yeah, I'm lucky I've avoided the leather pillow. I never got one, thankfully, because I'm too cheap to buy most pillows because pillows tend to be surprisingly overpriced. But yeah, leather pillows should all just be burned. Like, what's the point?
Yeah, they hurt.
Why?
Yeah, they hurt. They're like thighs. Like, why do we need those?
Thighs.
Yeah, like who needs a thigh? Thighs are stupid. What are they good for? Just rub together and get hot.
Yeah, so Bo sees Stassi lying there with sunglasses on, and she's just like, ugh. And he's like, wow, you're like the drunk blonde Ray Charles right now, which I felt like wrong for hearing that. I was like, I don't know why. It just like made my liberal senses go off in weird ways.
Yeah, I think you know you're too liberal when that sets you off, you know? I think he was talking about the dark glasses, okay?
No, I know, but I just felt like...
I guess
black
after
icon.
Stassi's history.
Yeah, you know? Stassi's history, mentioning
it's like
a black icon.
We're still not ever Oscar so white, okay? Let's leave Ray Charles out of this, people.
I just feel like we could have... Like, there were some better sunglass options, maybe. I don't know who. Rachel Zoe, maybe? I don't know.
Noted!
Yeah, I felt weird. I felt like a weird person right now watching it. So anyway, Stassi's like trying to guilt trip him for really no good reason. She's just like, just for sport, and it's like not working. And she's just like, my powers, they're going. She just like turns transparent and disappears off the couch.
I know. He's like, why are you looking at me? Because she's like, I should be mad at you for hanging out with all those hoes. And he's like, why are you looking at me like that? And she's like, ugh. It's a manipulation tactic. He's like, it's okay. She's like, God damn it.
She's like, she's just surrounded in by Bo kryptonite. It's terrible. Bo, yeah, maybe Bo is the problem. Maybe Bo is where all the problems started because he's too nice and normal. And he like made Stassi normal. And it's like a top-down effect, you know?
Yeah, I mean, who the hell casts an emotionally non-abusive person?
Yeah, who's casting. Very friendly. Yeah, not right. So... the producers can sense that there's like too much niceness happening. So they're like, okay, you guys are going to go to Christina Kelly's barbecue. Maybe that'll help, you know? So they start talking about how they're going to be going there, and they're talking about the private jet. And basically Stassi's like, yeah, I'm like spoiled. Like a PJ, it was amazing. Like, you know, you can do on a PJ. You can like stand up and like go to the bathroom and then sit back down again and even get like a free beverage.
He's like, you can do that on Delta too. He goes, do they have videos playing on the back of the seat? And she just goes, like, and he's like, I win, you know? And he tells us, I don't wear PJs on the plane because sometimes I get wind boners, you know? You can't get rid of that. You know, you say potato salad, still don't get rid of your boner. Who says potato salad to get rid of a boner, okay? I've got a boner all 4th of July, okay? Potato salad is the shit.
If there's anything that could give me a boner, it's potato salad. Let's
exactly.
be honest.
Oh, don't tell me you skin on. It's like, my mic pops off my desk.
Yeah. It's like, whoa. So then we go over to the Bubba house. And Schwartz is getting ready for his big meeting with Sly. And he's, like, trying on different shirts. He's like, oh, Bubba, I wanna have a good look. You know, I wanna have a look like a – I'm thinking like a young CEO, you know, like Tim Cook. I'm like, Tim Cook is 60 years old.
Thinking Zuckerberg, babe. And she's like, you mean like Charlie Sheen called and he wants his shirt back?
Zang. He's like, oh, I just want to have a look of someone really responsible and – really cool, and that's someone everyone looks up to. You know, like a Bob Kraft, you know? Oh.
Even a Bob Villa, babe. Be great. Anything, just anything. And he's like, you know, Tom's real upset about maybe not possibly getting drinks on the menu, but I'm like, whatever, who cares? Ouch. I fall right down, and I stay down again. Because why should anything get me up? You know what I'm saying, babe? She's like... Stop
I drink
being
a
such
cider
a
drink.
Pussy, Tom. Okay, stop it. Okay, own it, Tom.
I drink a cider drink. I drink a whiskey drink. I drink a soda drink. I miss my big important meeting. I sleep in a riverbed. I sleep in a dumpster. I drink another cider drink. I drink another cider drink.
The Black Eyed Peas called. They want their lyrics back.
How dare you? That's Chumbawamba. A Scottish protest band.
Oh, there you go. Up next on Watch What Crappens, the Pussy Bow Riot.
Do you know that's Chumbawamba? I actually had that album, and they're like really anti-establishment. So when that hit came out and everyone wanted to license it, they were so mad. And I think that a car company, I think it was GM or like Nike. So, well, Nike's not a car company, but a big company, a big corporation licensed it. And they took all the money from it being in that corporation's corporations commercials, and they donated all that money to like a special interest group that fought that corporation.
Damn.
A little Chumbawamba inside knowledge.
Chumbawamba, otherwise known as the band who got famous but still rents.
Yeah. So now we go over to, because I'm going to totally skip Tom Schwartz's Rudy analogy because it really bothered me. So yeah. we
God, this is a very triggering episode for you, Ben.
I'm triggered. You know what triggers me the most is that we then go over to Christina Kelly's house, which is in Santa Monica, and like I'm like, this is the second time we've gone to the West Side on Vanderpump Rules this season. Like, I'm like not down for this. I do not like the West Side propaganda it's pushing on us in this season. Okay.
And I know that a lot of people think that that's so snobby, and I guess that that's true. But you have to understand that people on the West Side don't want to come over here either. They're like, fuck that. Why would we go to that shithole?
They're just as scared of us.
Yeah. And it also goes to this episode really proved what we've been saying this whole time, because this whole time we're like, where's Christina Kelly? We missing that bitch on our TV. I mean, that woman is an ice cold monster. Okay. I want to see her on my TV. She adds a lot. And no one's seen her. Guess why? West Side. Bye.
She moved to the West Side.
Bye. No one's ever going to see you again, Christina Kelly.
So Stassi arrives looking about 5 years older, because it takes that long to get there. And so she goes there and she goes, Christina, there are not many people I would come out to the West Side for, but you are 100% number one. And then they cut to Sheena walking like, hi. Ugh, there's number 45 over there.
So they're acting like they've done this huge thing by coming to the West Side. And
they have. They have.
You hear, is this where you hear Stassi talking to, no, you hear Jax talking to the guys, and he's like, at one point, you hear Jax talking to the guys.
Yeah, this is
like,
a little bit later, but
I mean, I hate the West Side. Like, I hate coming here, but I do want to get a house and settle down. I'm like, Jax, you're such a fucking moron, okay? And B, like, Santa Monica's the cheap place to live. It's extremely expensive over there, you dope.
Yeah, he's like, you know, to be honest, I'm not like a huge fan of the West Side, but the pussy's great over here. Just, I mean, magnificent. Young chicks coming over here thinking this is what LA's all about, the beach. Oh,
I'm never going to have to worry about getting caught on the West Side.
That's true. Brittany would be driving down like Wilshire Boulevard and then sees the signs for the 405. It's like, I'm scared. Yeah. I'm turning around. It's another island. So it's like passing the gates of Mordor. So anyway, Katie shows up, and then like people are showing up, and then Kristen and Carter show up, and when they're pulling up, and before they even get out of the car, we just hear them bickering. Kristen's like, chill, just give me a second, okay? I'm trying to think right now. Stop being an asshole. Which made me wonder, like, what was she thinking about? Was she having like a beautiful mind moment? But it's like a really sad beautiful mind moment where she's like at the board and there's like one digit. And then, like, a smiley face, not even, like, a percentage or a division. She's like, 3, 4.
I'll bet that every time Kristen thinks of number, it is a beautiful mind moment, because it's just numbers flying all around. Like,
It's
like a whirlwind of numbers, like in that movie.
She's, like, secretly a math genius, but she's so annoyed by the numbers flying into her brain that she just swats them all away and gets drunk and said,
She's a beautiful mind. She can take 20% of anything. You know, it's like waiter, beautiful mind. So they're already bickering. And now all the girls have told her that they're totally anti-Carter. So Kristen has to come in and be totally anti-Carter to like get the girls what they want, which is really funny, because she's sure to have conversations where she's sure the girls will hear her standing up for herself. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. All yeah, sad. Exactly. So she's like, Carter, I'm in Santa Monica and I'm trying to be zen as fuck. I'm like, first of all, no one is ever zen when they arrive in Santa Monica, because they just had to get to Santa Monica and they're the opposite of zen, okay? And then Carter's like, you're not very happy. And she's like, yeah, well, you bark at me and you raise your voice and you cuss. I'm like, cuss? It's Kristen suddenly from like the beautiful state of Oklahoma. There, Oklahoma redemption moment after Friday.
I've sat and, you know, it's like, you'll just sit there and then you'll like, tell me things you don't like about me. Ugh. And he's like, babe, the first thing you do when you come home is bitch at me for 30 minutes about whatever your day was. I mean, first of all, that's kind of what happens in a couple. Like, how are you?
Yeah.
My day sucked. And then
the fun is having someone to bitch to.
Yeah.
And then they're like, yeah, they make you feel better. And then they bitch and you're like, wait, no, I'm not done with my bitching. So then you bitch some more, you know, that's what it's about.
And then Katie, who totally has a life of her own, is behind them like, just getting an appetizer over here. Like, you just see Katie's head come into the shot. Like, oh,
she has, like, found a ladle. She's found a ladle and is, like, grabbing the ranch out of the bowl behind. She's like...
Yeah, she's totally just, like, reaching across to get her head in the shot. And then she's like, I'm confused, because, like, she said everything with Carter was, like, totally fine, so.
So Kristen's like, Carter, it's like, it's always like your way or the highway. And that's like not how it works, especially when I'm running most of this shit. Yeah, including the highways. I just got hired to run the highways in Los Angeles. Okay?
Mm. Yeah. It's like, he's a photographer assistant, and the rest of the time, I pay. You know, and as much as I say I love him, like, I love the drive.
Which I guess she's saying that he has drive to be more than a photographer's assistant. I'm not really sure what she's saying.
She's saying that as hot as she thinks that he is, she's attracted to drive more than physical beauty. And so, you know, as evidenced by her previous relationship with James and, of course, that affair with Jax, the most driven of the server waiters who turned down a job at the Tampa Bay local hockey team social media office because he had
which
so much
they
drive.
Still haven't been informed of
or created or existed.
So Brittany and Jackson Lala are outside, and
Before that though, Kristen is like, Carter, they're talking about like, I want to go straight line, I can't live in circles, which is funny because I always imagine Kristen like walking in circles until someone like shoves her and she's like, oh, okay.
No, I think then, she's one of those toys, you know, where there's like a little plastic thing and you put the pin and you start making circles, but it goes all over the place and makes like, and then you have like a star polygram shape or whatever.
Gyro something or other. I loved those. Yeah.
It's like she thinks she's making a circle, but she's really just like,
it's like making like a bunch of us. I think that she's just like a shitty shopping cart where one wheel is busted, and if you just like let it go, it's just like, and just crash into the side. So make that noise and it crashes, and you have to ride it. And the entire time you're like, this is supposed to be my fun time shopping. Instead, I'm going like this, and you're like, do I get rid of this cart? But that means I have to get rid of all that I've invested in this cart with all these groceries. That means I've got to. I'm not sure if I'm ready for that, so I'm just gonna live with it.
Wow. Okay. So they start talking about therapy.
Yes.
And she's like, yeah, I'm like going to therapy 2 times a month isn't like really helping anything. And Carter goes, oh yeah, well, he's mostly on my side, you might notice. And Chris is like, what? That's not even what therapy is. And like hearing that that's how you think therapy is, like winning points and stuff, that's like showing me your brain right now. And he's like, Carter's like, just saying. He says more to you.
I'm just saying, he's literally on my side. We play video games together and we're on a squad. We're in League of Legends, and I think this year is gonna be the year where I become pro. She's like, oh. Also, Spirograph.
Oh, thank you, Spirograph. Thank you. God, that sounds like such a difficult word for children.
That's why we never remembered it.
Yeah. Or so adults, yes, now, actually.
So this is when Jax arrives, which we already discussed, and then Lala shows up too, and she's like, excuse you, Kiki, poo poo, Kestina, Kotototo, Shishi. I think I need some, you know, VV. I need some VV, okay? And they're like, what? What? They're like so furious that she was sober during all of the girls' trip, and then now she comes to the West Side and wants a drink. They're like, we don't even understand this.
Yeah. And Sheena's like, I'm literally confused. Like, maybe things aren't all that great. La la la. La la la.
So Lala's like, yeah, I just, you know, I'm not feeling like myself, you know, this non-drinking thing, I'm not feeling like myself. I was like, oh, so you have an official problem then. Great. You're only yourself when you're drunk. Okay, got it.
I mean, sounds right to me.
And then Kristen's like, ugh, this cheese is like sweet. Ugh. You agree with me on that one, therapist? Hey, therapist, isn't this sweet? Yeah, point for Kristen. Team Kristen.
So then Ariana and Katie are talking. It's the first wives of the new Tom Tom Club. And Ariana's like, wow, the guys are like totally doing drinks right now. And Katie's like, yeah, like, have you heard from them today? Because like, Tom is really excited. And they're basically all talking about how they're going to rebel if they don't at least get one drink on the menu.
Yeah, and Ariana's like, yeah, they're like coming up with some really cool stuff. And it cuts to like a flashback of the apartment. Sandoval's like, dude, diamond ice cube, dude. Drink foam, dude. Dude, it's a Simba ice cube. Simba ice cube of life.
Ale alla Tito. Tito, Tito, Tito. Ale alla Tito.
Can you feel the frozen shot tonight?
I saw the Lion King. Well, I didn't see it, but I had the Oscars on in the background, and I heard, "Ah, la ma la ma," and I was like, oh, the Lion King. They're probably playing, like, I don't know, what one in the past or whatever, and I wasn't watching it. But then I turned to the TV, and it was like, the live action Lion King coming
soon. Lisa Vanderpump actually did the commercial.
And I Star, was like, wow.
Directed by
it.
Sly. Is there nothing she cannot do? So I also have to point out that Katie, she has, like, I think she found some, like, forgotten props from the movie Labyrinth and, like, attached them to her ears. They were, like, these knockers with her earrings were, like, knockers with, like, the hoops and everything, which is pretty cool, but they were so heavy. Her poor ears were totally being dragged down to the floor. I'm like, Katie, save your lobes. Save your lobes.
I don't care, Katie. Ruin your lobes, stupid. So then over at Tom Tom, Vanderpump's talking to Sly.
Cosmolopolopolopolopolis.
She's talking to my Aunt Josie, otherwise known as Sly. And if you misbehave, you'll have to paint all of the bowling ball racks in the bowling alley. And you won't get dinner until you are done. Josie, take it away.
So Sly was there looking, you know, like she was like in a little vest. Or I feel like she was in a vest. That's what my memory was. But so Sly's there like, yeah. I'm a mixologist. And then Pandora's like next to her, and Pandora's like in like a little shawl. Pandora looks like she just stepped out of a Brenda Blethyn movie. She's like,
Hello.
Hi.
You're my daughter.
I'm your daughter. You remember me? I'm your daughter. I'm terribly sorry. It could not be possible that you're my daughter.
I'm your daughter.
Oh, you've got such a little voice, don't you, dear?
And then Brenda Blethyn just turns away from Pandora and starts going,
I remember now. I thought. No.
Oh, good. So Sly,
Brenda
Blethyn,
just hanging out the other end of the bar, just having a moment with Pandora.
So Sly is, I don't know if she's in witness protection or she's really that much of a lesbian, but she's like full on like, I'm Sly! And I was like, I don't believe you, lady. I think that you're making things up because her name is Sly Cosmopolitus. And I'm like, no, ma'am. Okay. You're not going to like get your own twist on a drink to name yourself and your last name. What is your real name? What do you really look like and where are you from?
Joanne Schwartz. So
yes, probably.
Really, Joanne, my name Schwartz is Joanne Schwartz. I'm from North Bergen, and you know what? I really enjoy a beverage, but I had to rebrand myself as Sly Cosmopolitus. So the Toms Sly. Arrived. Ronnie had to pick up something from the floor.
No, I had to drink a big gulp of water.
I was scary for a moment, but then I remembered that he's basically the Sly of podcasting.
I made you think I was gone, but then I returned to Sly, little one. Oh, little voice.
Okay. I like that we mixed two different Brenda Blethyn movies together, by the way. We put Little Voice and Secrets and Lies together.
Yeah, why not?
They're all the same, pretty much.
Secrets and Little Voice Lies, darling.
I'm sorry, Pandora. I can't possibly be your mother. I'm sorry. I can't.
Okay.
So the Toms arrive, and Lisa's like, guys, it's very important that you watch and listen and learn from the best.
Like, oh, God. I mean, just watching Sly work her magic makes me think that having a drink on the menu is just a dream that's sliding away, bro, dude.
She puts the Sly in sliding away dreams.
Ooh. And they don't give them the news right away, which is funny. Like, Vanderpump really puts them through pain. She's like, Sly, do your tricks. And Sly's like, well, look, we got some simple things here. Sometimes you just got to do a vodka tonic and then put some purple champagne on top, and boom, it's different. And they're just like, oh, God.
You ever hear of cross-materialization? Yeah. What was it?
Cross-utilization.
And Lisa's like, what Sly does is a lot more complex than making just a beautiful cocktail. She cross-utilizes. So
she makes it cost-effective and learns how to use multiple ingredients in one drink. One drink. Multiple ingredients. One drink. Cross-utilization.
Now listen, you two
pipsqueaks. All right, I don't care. You put a pepper and a habanero and a cricket leg and some Kermit whiskers and some unicorn dust and you reduce it down to some semen and I jerk myself off into it too. Still doesn't, not as good as a whiskey sour with a little bit of kosher salt in it. Am I right, everyone? Hit it with the kosher salt, Justin, right?
Does anyone even really know what unicorn twat is? Nope. Then why are we serving it? Am I right?
frozen shot machine. How about a frozen up my ass machine? That's stupid. How about this? We take a margarita and we throw in some piece of dill and say, guess what? It's a dill margarita from the Scandinavians.
Vanderpump's like, so did you like any of their cocktails? And she goes, am I tied to a lie detector?
Do I have to be honest about this? Because guess what? I got some brutal honesty coming your way. You better crank out that ice machine because this is going to be some sly realness on ice, okay? Here's what I got to say. 10 of them made it through. They're pretty good. Yeah, I like
them. Yeah, pretty good. I like 10 of them, so good job, boys. Good job.
I had a little few tweaks. I was like, you know what? In your martini, why don't we add some vermouth? I don't know. Something crazy out of the box.
Sorry I tricked you, but I wanted a sexually ambiguous guy's tears to finish off this martini. So got that ingredient. All right, got 10 of them on there. I'm going to charge $20,000 for this day, and I've given you nothing. All right? Just use less straws. About that.
And meanwhile, in the background, Pandora, like whatever the mood is of the music, Pandora's mimicking it. So if the music's like dun 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 dun, Pandora's like, oh, man, the music's like good. She's like, ah. She's just like, ooh, ah.
And then Pandora's hot husband is just like giving this big smile the whole time. Another thing that they did not add in this season, which I was really hoping that they were going to add, is stuff that we've seen on Instagram with Pandora and the Toms getting super bitchy with each other, because apparently she created a bunch of those drinks too. Because remember when Vanderpump was like, Pandora has been creating drinksesses because you have not turned in your list! And apparently she did create a bunch of them, so wow. I was hoping to see that drama on the camera, but...
That would explain that one cocktail on their menu that's called Brenda Blethyn's Really My Mother. I was like, that's such a specific name for a cocktail. I was like, and then I ordered it because, I mean, how do you not order the Brenda Blethyn is my mother?
You know? I've always said one of my children was adopted. Everyone assumed it was Maxwell. Just because you put your child through the metal detector slidey slide at the airport doesn't mean that he's adopted.
So Sandoval is so excited that their cocktails, like so many of them made it through. He's like, oh my God, dude, that's so great. I had no idea. I thought it'd be like one, but it was like 10. Oh my God, dude.
No whammies, dude. And Vanderpump's like, I love to see Tom and Tom winning, which is why I set up almost impossible situations that I rig the outcome of. Thank you for watching.
Don't you agree, Pandora, my real daughter? And she's like, yeah.
I don't want you to see your mother.
Oh, I remember too well. I had a daughter with a bartender. It all makes sense now. Yes, would you like to come meet your father now? Because I don't know where he is.
You know that 98% of our audience listening right now is, who the fuck is Brenda Blethyn, okay? Listen, you didn't know who Patty LuPone was either. Google it. You'll thank me later, okay? I'll take your thank you cheesecake in our P.O. box.
You know what? And if you know what's good for you, you're going to go... Did you say a thank you cheesecake? You know, I still want my Carney Wilson mini cheesecake because...
I'm sorry, but I ate them all.
So feel free to send those to our box also. And by the way, Secrets and Lies, start there. That movie is just devastating.
It's
devastating.
A good one. Little Voice, I thought, was a better movie. I loved Little Voice.
Really?
Yeah. And wasn't Brenda Blethyn also in Billy Elliot, or was that somebody else?
She probably is. She always is a working class mom with the son who has dreams, or child who has dreams, and then she has dash dreams, and then she cries midway through.
I love her.
She's like the white British Viola Davis. There's always like tears and snot. For some reason, I feel better about
her. She does have a good shaky face cry like Viola Davis. Viola Davis is like,
I don't know.
She always has a crying denial, you know, like,
I'm so in love. I don't know what you're talking about. You must be mistaken. I'm going to cry now. Look at the wall.
I like when Viola Davis shakes her eyes and then tears start to come down the middle. She's like, please. Yeah. God, I love her.
There was a seed, and I planted that seed, and that seed is long dead now. That was my version of Fences.
We are the only job in the world that knows what it's like to be a human. Something, whatever his speech
How
sounds
to
like
get away with a cocktail at Tom Tom.
Oh my God, we're officially loopy. Sorry, everybody. Okay, so let's get back to Casey, Brittany, and Lola sitting on a couch inside talking about their fifis. Ben, take it away.
Yes, so Lala is like, okay, excuse, let's go to the couch because I want to talk about my feelings. And she's like, Rand and I were like not the same. Like, it's not the same anymore. Like, I gave up alcohol for him. And I come home and like he's like partying like I've never been seen, but he didn't even remember my name. He was going like Gaga and I'm like, no, Lala. Like, fuck that. Ski-skew.
He just kept singing Shallow at me. I was like, I give up wine for you on a wine trip. And he gets waste.
Doesn't work for Lala, okay? Doesn't work for Lala. All right.
And Katie goes, oh my God, you're drinking. She's like, yeah, okay. Like, he had partied to the point. He didn't even know what he was saying. Slurring his words. That
Katie's
doesn't
like,
work for Lala.
Reaching across. I'm sorry. I'm just reaching for this this dip over here. Keep talking.
So she's like, yeah, she's making this big deal. Like, she's quit drinking for years, you know? She's like, I can't believe my husband fell off the wagon. It's like Sid and Nancy if they had ever made it, you know?
I know. But I would be pissed off, too, if I went on a wine trip and I was good because my man said, don't drink anymore because you're terrible when you drink, and I'm going to not drink in solidarity. And then I came home, and then he was wasted. I'd be like, fuck you. I just went on a wine trip, and I didn't get to drink the wine.
Well, he's not drinking around her. Doesn't that count? She's the one who gets mad when she's angry.
She's the one who gets mad when she's angry. I like that.
Isn't that what she's saying? That she's getting drunk and she's getting so angry because she's emotional about her dad, so she's always screaming and yelling at Rand?
Yeah. So then she's like, so Rand said that, like, I've been unloving and harsh the past week, and we're on a break, you know? Mm. And so...
yeah, and Katie's like, how are we getting to Disneyland? Did you two even think about me in this breakup?
Like, did we just forget about our trip to the Cabazon outlets?
Yeah, is this a temporary breakup? Because I'm totally not going to be sitting next to you right now. This is
yeah, like, when is the PJ coming back in the picture? Because I may have to recalibrate my friend group. Sorry.
Yeah, who gets custody of the PJ?
Yeah, and so then apparently there was this moment where Rand, Lala goes, he kept my Gucci slides. Yeah, he, like, took them from me and was like, I want you to remember. Which I don't even know what that means. Did he, like, take her shoes and then was like...
Because he bought her badass shoes and he's like, oh, I want you to remember what it was like having these Gucci slides without me. He's basically like, oh, remember what you're missing, bitch, which is the shoes.
His version.
What's he
going to
do, lift up and show his six-pack?
Remember me.
Yeah. He's like, you're going to miss these shoes.
Like, yeah, she's like, whatever, like he was paying for my rent, but I can pay for my rent, and I can drive my own car, and, like, it's no big deal. Like, okay, so, like, maybe the only difference is that there'll be, like, no private plane to Mykonos, but guess what, honey? There's a lot of dick out there for me to suck to get on a private jet.
And Brittany goes, well, that probably wouldn't have been where my head's at, but at least Lala's optimistic.
Fair cheese.
And then we got a mid-season trailer of the rest of the season on Vanderpump Rules. Are they doing another 24-episode season?
Probably, but if it's any consolation, the mid-season trailer was really good.
It was, yeah, it was pretty good.
A lot of yelling at people, so that's all we need. We just need them to yell at each other, that's all.
Yeah, we just need a little good yelling and cheating. And Jax gets yelled at for something, so I'm in. Oh, and Tom yells at Katie and tells her she's a bully, which I fucking love. And then she's, like, pretending to cry outside.
Great. That's all we need. That's all
Earned
we need.
It. So, everybody, thank you so much for being here. We will be back tomorrow with, well, the next day, with Real Housewives of Why Did You Hurt Me So? You can find tickets for our live shows coming up in Cincinnati. Daytime show. Get there Saturday, March 7th-ish, that weekend. No, the next weekend.
It's like March. Weekend.
No, it's after, because our South by Southwest is March 12th, so it's the Saturday after that, so it's around like March.
Yes, around 16th March 12th
or so. I don't know.
Something like that. Middle of March. You know what? We don't know, but the way you can know is go to watchwhatcrappens.com. Okay?
Yeah.
That's where it is. Get your Luann stuff, your leggings, your shirt, etc. And if you miss this on TV Party, hi TV Party, if you miss this on there, go find it on Crappens On Demand on our Patreon, okay? That's also where we do our Google Hangouts every month, and we will be doing that this Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. Basically, you come on there and we all party together on Google Hangouts. You'll need a Gmail address, be a Patreon member, and you'll need some earbuds. And
earbuds are essential.
So get over there. We sure love you guys. Thank you for everything you do for us. We love you. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.